You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, on a lighter note, love them or hate them, millennials are perhaps the most misunderstood generation. You may think that they are lazy and rebellious. They say that they are curious and refuse to conform to the status quo. But it is important for any business owner to understand these complex but special group of young people, given the fact that they make up about 51% of the country's working population. For a deep dive look at millennials and millennials in Africa, we speak with Bernice Heikman, who is the head of Meet GetUp. Bernice, thanks so much for your time. A very interesting report that you wrote and an interesting distinction that you make of millennials in Africa compared to millennials in the rest of the world, or in the Western world specifically. Just explain to us the distinction there between millennials and Afrilennials. I knew I'd trip on that word, but you'll tell us how to pronounce it.
Thanks, Fifi, and thanks for giving us some time to talk to you and your listeners. So we started off a business to actually take care of the needs of millennials. And because we wanted to have an outside-in approach, we went for a deep dive to kind of seek to understand the audience. One of the things we found straight away is that if you just do desktop research and you take off what's Google, you do get a very Western bias of this market segment. What we found in South Africa was a very interesting duality that, you know, our youth are just as tech-savvy and connected and networked and digitally enabled as any other millennial. But there's also this very anchoredness in community, in culture, in society, and, and their comfort with being able to navigate that duality is actually quite fascinating for us.
So it's a mistake, you say, to take a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to looking at this group. And it's quite interesting you say that, because we've got a lot of multinationals that supply products here on the continent that I wonder, based on your research, if they treat us all the same, if they treat millennials in Africa and millennials in the West as one group.
So that's something else that we also feel quite strongly about. You know, we talk about Africa as a continent and there is a connectedness, but there is also it's not a homogeneous continent. Every single country and society has their own cultures, their own practices, their own normative behaviors. And South Africa in particular, I mean, we're so multicultural that to try and generalize too much is difficult. There are certain things that you can say are similar, but I think in order to pay respect to the market segment and also the need for personalization and personal recognition, we also have to understand and respect the differences.
Given that this grouping is such a significant part of the working population, what should companies be mindful of? I mean, ultimately, what does this mean for them in terms of product positioning and marketing and trying to connect with these individuals as potential clients?
So I think that there's probably two aspects to that. I think that there's employing millennials, and, you know, companies need to understand that there's probably some differences that we're going to have to put into our employment practices. So, you know, our company, because we wanted to build solutions for millennials, we tried very hard to hire millennials and soon realized that our employment practices were somewhat constrained and a little bit binary or linear in order to really, really harvest the talent. But as consumers, I think there's a couple of principles. Look, the research is really, really rich and there's lots to learn. But there's a couple of principles that we've distilled. The one that stands out is you need to respect time. So, you know, millennials grew up in an economy where information is just prolific. You can get any information that you want, which then creates a kind of a time economic scarcity in their lives. Like, what do they pay attention to? So, first of all, when you provide solutions, you need to be quick and succinct about it. The second thing was personalization, you know, seeing it as an individual and not just as a grouping. And I think, if I had to pick another one, there's a couple of them, but if I had to pick another one, it's ease of experience. Quite an impatient market segment, and if things have got lots of friction, particularly if you're providing digital solutions, they will change attention straight away and move on to the next.
You mentioned, you know, having them within your organization and the changes that you guys had to make in terms of managing them. And I think that this is what a lot of employers find difficult, being able to manage this very special and complex and unique grouping of individuals. Care to share any lessons?
So I think the first thing that we had to kind of break the mold on is this concept of an employee. It was quite a tight concept in that it was almost a bound concept, you know, it's my employee. Whereas we've kind of, just like we coined the phrase Afrolennial, we've coined another phrase called employee-free, which means that you can have a relationship with someone that can do great work for you, they can be passionately committed, that you don't have to lock them into a tight and exclusive employment contract. So one of the first platforms we created was a gigging platform. I think economically South Africa really just needed it because, you know, with COVID and economic constraints, there just wasn't enough money to go around. So we created this platform so that we could spread the money that we had to spend across other, you know, across as many young people as possible. And the first thing that we noticed is giggers are no less committed or less passionate about what they're doing and what they're bringing to your business than any other employee. And also the diversity of exposure, being able to, you know, do work for multiple organizations actually brings a certain amount of additional wisdom, which is valuable.
Just lastly, I mean, we're talking about millennials now. I actually had to do a definition, a Google search about the definition, and it's those that are born between 1981 and 1997. You can correct me there if I'm wrong. But also another age grouping that's quite significant and that does tend to do things their own way is the Generation Zs. That were born between 1997 and 2015. I'm wondering if you've had a chance to look at this age group and perhaps how they compare.
So, Kiki, in all honesty, not in as much detail, but we are having to adopt quite quickly because Gen Z is also becoming, I think, about 25% of economically active consumers. So we're starting to see, you know, some similarities with millennials, but also some differences. An even greater sense of independence in Gen Z. And the way that relationships are formed is starting to become more differentiated even than millennials. So millennials, we try to think of them as more of an omni-channel type of segment where, you know, like to interact digitally, also like quite a lot of human interaction. What Gen Z is able to do both, you know, in terms of functional as well as relational activities digitally is completely fascinating. And sometimes a little scary, but fascinating. So it is a, you know, it is a market segment that we're going to dedicate a lot more time to make sure that we understand.
I think quite a lot of people are looking forward to the outcomes of that research, given that they're also quite a significant chunk of the working population at 25%. But Bernice, we'll leave it there for now. Bernice Henkman, who is the head of Met GetUp.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.